Hello folks, and welcome to the 5 podcast series entitled A Career in Natural Medicine Working with Cats and Dogs or Horses, brought to you and is sponsored by the National College of Traditional Medicine, Australia's leading education provider in natural medicine for animal therapies, and delivered through The Natural Way with Sandy and Friends podcasts. All things natural is becoming very trendy. However, the core elements associated with natural medicine have been around since the beginning of time and has been responsible for communities from the time of the caveman, kept civilizations alive and thriving. Long before pharmaceutical drugs were ever around, in fact. My name is Sandy Rogers and I am the CEO of the college, author of the programs delivered with 35 years of clinical experience in the world of natural medicine. I was asked by students who were studying and being trained in human studies if we could develop some programs for animals. Initially, I resisted this due to the complexities dealing with animals and the Veterinary Act. However, we have been able to develop highly academic programs and have the support of several vets and encouraged by a leading vet, Dr. Bruce Syme, a leading vet in the world of natural medicine and veterinary science. We are very proud to have his endorsement. So let us go to what forms the foundation of natural medicine. I would like to think of this answer that embraces the three key points as a trilogy: embracing herbal medicine, massage, and nutrition. These three elements are the cornerstone of an effective natural medicine practice. Each of these subjects can be offered within a specialty or may be linked together to form the diploma in naturopathy for small animals or equine. We do at the college have a certificate in canine myofunctional therapy, and that is professional dog massage. We have a certificate in equine myofunctional therapy, which is professional horse massage. We have a certificate in nutrition for small animals, a certificate in nutrition for equine. And then combining all of these together, we also have specific certificates for small animals and equine in herbal medicine. Treating the whole animal and not just the condition is what natural medicine is based on, which is called the holistic paradigm. The term holistic is spelt with a W, that is W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, to indicate the whole or entire animal or person, and offer maybe several options to aid well-being recovery. The many options available may be massage, herbal medicine and nutrition, and encapsulated around every aspect that affects the dog, the horse or the cat. An additional link would be the environment where the animal is housed and the effects that may be on their health due to the environment. So all aspects come into play in natural medicine. Alternatively, there is another term that is important to consider as part of our first podcast, and that is the reductionist. This term is defined as reducing the condition to a specific outcome, and the focus is on the condition only and not the whole animal. Natural medicine and therapies is not new and should not be seen as an alternative or new age. It has been around for at least 40,000 years, and that certainly must offer significant credibility, keeping civilizations alive since the beginning of time. I would argue that the New Age medicine, and respectfully I say this, is not natural medicine and therapies. It is the reductionist in synthetic drug-based medicine that provides significant benefits for the management of many conditions. And it does a good job. However, it must be offered that ignoring what natural medicine has to offer is to the peril of our very much loved animals who are in our care and we are responsible for them. By working within the trilogy that forms natural medicine and make the link with modern veterinarian medicine, benefits our animals. So folks, our next episode will explore herbal medicine and what it offers. Following episode 2, you will be able to look at, and I will be presenting, nutrition, followed by the benefits of professionally applied massage for both horses and dogs. And then the final podcast in this series will combine with all disciplines and offer why naturopathy for horses and companion pets is a very much sought after career. Unfortunately, naturopathy has lost its way a little in the modern world dealing with humans, but I would argue that we are able to take the very best principles of naturopathy that has been around for many, many years, combine the trilogy of the disciplines to the benefit of our horses and companion pets. So until next time, this show has been sponsored by the National College of Traditional Medicine and brought to you through the Natural Way with Sandy and Friends podcasts. Please go on to www.nctm.com.au and click on podcasts to see what other podcasts we may have that may be of interest to you. These are all free and we provide these for the benefit of not only our students but animal lovers everywhere. So episode 2 will be brought to you shortly.